perfect classical music to help you focus.
Global Player.
Download it now for free.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 2 o'clock, First Minister John Swinney says the Scottish Government accepts today's judgment on the legal definition of a woman. Judges ruled that it should be based on biological sex following a challenge brought by the Four Women Scotland campaign group. It could have far-reaching implications for the provision of single-sex services. The group's co-director Susan Smith was asked whether celebrations outside the court were insensitive to the trans community.
I think they would have celebrated had it gone the other way. And, you know, we've been doing this for a really, really long time. It's been really stressful. We can't help but be pleased.
Downing Street says the judgment will bring clarity and confidence for providers such as hospitals, refuges and sports clubs. Chancellor Rachel Reeves says her plan is working after inflation slowed to 2.6% last month, but the figure is expected to rise this month when increases to household bills and national insurance are taken into account. Tory leader Kemi Badenoch believes the government will be entirely to blame.
A lot of businesses are now having to pay more in costs because of Labour's national insurance rise. Household bills are increasing by about £1,000 a year. Everything's getting more expensive. Inflation numbers will go up and down month by month, but the trend is that inflation is going up.
Tommy Robinson has lost his appeal against his 18-month prison sentence for contempt of court. He's been segregated in jail, which his lawyers claim is making him ill. A former leader of Glasgow City Council has been arrested and charged with fraud offences. Frank McCarrity headed up the local authority between 1997 and 1999, and again from 2015 until 2017. Scottish Labour has been approached for comment. And a live screening of Sweden's Great Moose Migration has become a TV hit. The 24-hour live stream is running for 20 days, but you do need to be patient. Sometimes nothing happens for hours at a time, which fans say is the beauty of it. And the weather unsettled, with rain moving north, that heaviest in the west, brighter but breezier conditions in the south, and a high of 16. From Global's newsroom for Classic FM, I'm Tim Humphrey.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And we all know what moose have for breakfast. Moosely. I'd get my coat, but I'm with you for the rest of the afternoon with music like this by Grieg.
Anne-Marie Minhall
on Classic FM.
Thank you. Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 is coming.
Starts Friday morning at 9.
Classic FM.
That is part of John Rutter's suite for strings called O Waley Waley, the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, conducted by the composer. And Morning Mood, which opens the Peer Gynt suite, number one by Grieg, performed by Edward Gardner and the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra. Here we are then, on Wednesday afternoon, 2:10 on Classic FM. If you are a relative newcomer to Classic FM, first of all, you're very welcome and great to have you with us. And you may not know about the Classic FM Hall of Fame. It is our annual chart compiled by your votes of the nation's favourite classical music. We do it every year, and every Easter we reveal the new top 300. And this year is the 30th year we've carried out the Hall of Fame chart. Everything can be in there, from symphonies, film scores, opera greats, ballet favourites, dazzling concertos. Everything is in that top 300, thanks to you. And now all we need you to do is join us every day from 9 until 9 across the long Easter weekend. It starts this Friday morning at 9 a.m. with Dan Walker. What a romantic showstopper by Tchaikovsky, with one of the most memorable openings in all of classical music. Piano Concerto No. 1, the opening movement, and Simon Trpceski with Vasily Petrenko conducting the Royal Liverpool Philharmonic Orchestra here on Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Composed by John Ireland. The violinist was Claire Howick and the pianist John Paul Eakins. And Franz Danzi brought us the Overture in D, a performance by the Munich Chamber Orchestra this Wednesday afternoon. Guess what? It's 1 day, 18 hours and 23 minutes till something happens on Classic FM.
Football scores and film scores. The best of ballet and boardroom blunders. The Classic FM Hall of Fame 2025 has it all this Easter weekend.
Join us as we count down the greatest classical music, as voted for by you.
Listen on your radio and on Global Player.
Starts Friday morning at 9. Classic FM.
The Royal Philharmonic Orchestra, a great British orchestra, always busy. Yondani Butt conducting the music of Alexander Glazunov. We heard Serenade No. 2 here on Classic FM.
Thank you.
Classic FM.
Chevalier de Saint-Georges Finale to his ninth violin concerto, Renaud Capuçon, together with the Lausanne Chamber Orchestra. And Peter Herford played us Vidal's Toccata on Classic FM. It's 9 minutes to three. We're about to hear the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra play music by Prokofiev. They do an amazing series of concerts called BSO on Your Doorstep. And they're kind of they're available to people who can't get to larger city-based venues in the southwest. So smaller venues, lovely music, and this month and next, the BSO String Ensemble will be taking their Musical Families series to communities in Devon and Cornwall. All the details on their website, where you can also find tickets.
Thank you.
Catch the Bournemouth Symphony Orchestra live in action whenever you can. They are terrific. Kirill Karabits with the BSO and Prokofiev Symphony No. 1, the finale. News and weather next on Classic FM, and then our Hall of Fame 3 and 3.
Classic FM.
Ever wondered how it feels to explore Europe on a luxurious river cruise? Or which local delicacy you'll try on board each evening? Ever wondered what it's like to fall asleep in one country, then awake in another? Or how our local guides always find the finest spots at every stop? With a free superior drinks package on all our luxury European river cruises, ever wondered what you'll raise a glass to first? Book with Riviera Travel, a Which? Recommended provider for 13 years.
The following reading is brought to you by Coca-Cola.
The Shining by Stephen King. Page 54. Most of what she believed centered around her love for Jack. She had never stopped loving him, except maybe that dark period immediately following Danny's accident. And she loved her son. Most of all, she loved them together, walking or riding or only sitting. Jack's large head and Danny's small one poised alertly over the fans of Old Maid's hands, sharing a bottle of Coca-Cola. Looking at the funnies, she loved having them with her. And she hoped, dear God, that this hotel caretaking job Al had gotten for Jack would be the beginning of good times again.
Coca-Cola. Classic.
Find me somebody to love.
The dream sale is now on. I bet you beds are excited.
Oh, yeah. We're bouncing.
There's big savings on a range of fantastic beds and up to 25% off Silent Night mattresses.
But don't hang about. You snooze, you lose.
Dreams. Let us find you a bed that loves you back.
At EDF, we don't just encourage you to use less electricity. We actually reward you for it. That's why when you use less during peak times on weekdays, we give you free electricity on Sundays. How you use it is up to you. EDF. Change is in our power.
Households who reduce their weekday peak electricity usage by 50% can earn up to 16 hours of free electricity per week, subject to fair usage. For all T's and C's, visit edfenergy.com/r-power.
Meet Jamal.
Hey.
Jamal's just reversed into another car. And of all the people...
Oh, no.
It's his ex. How's he going to deal with this awkward situation? Thankfully, Jamal's got car insurance with Aviva. If you've had an accident... We'll talk to everyone else involved so you won't have to, Jamal.
Phew.
Helping you put the pieces together to get you back on track. It takes Aviva. Get a quote today at aviva.co.uk.
This Easter.
Asda at Lidl, we won't be beaten on price on our pick of the week veg. That's 2 kilograms of potatoes, a bag of parsnips, green beans or carrots, a swede, a bunch of spring onions, all from just 8p. Now that's big on quality and always Lidl on price.
Subject to availability, selected stores, GB only. See lidl.co.uk/spendless for details.
This is the call of the chiff-chaff. This is the call of the willow warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom at 3 o'clock, the UK's Supreme Court says the definition of a woman is based on biological sex. Campaign group For Women Scotland had challenged whether someone with a gender certificate could be recognised under the definition in law. The government says the ruling brings clarity, but the charity Stonewall is calling it incredibly worrying for the trans community. Hannah Ford is a diversity and inclusion expert.
I think this will be really wounding for the trans community, and there is an uphill battle for employers in ensuring that they feel that their workplace is a safe space and a space in which that they are welcomed.
Senior US officials are heading to Paris to discuss an end to the war in Ukraine over the next 2 days. Marco Rubio and Steve Witkoff will meet leading European politicians. Ukraine has accused Russia of attacking its energy infrastructure more than 30 times since they agreed a partial ceasefire. The Chancellor has welcomed a bigger-than-expected drop in inflation to 2.6% last month, but the Tories warn it will go back up again because of rising household bills and minimum wage and national insurance rates. Treasury Minister James Murray says the measures were necessary.
They were the right decisions to take to stabilise the economy and to help make sure we can put public services back on their feet. And I think in a world where things are changing, where things are uncertain, our job is to provide stability and security for working people.
A triple killer who murdered his family in Luton is going to have his sentence reviewed to see if it is too lenient. 19-year-old Nicholas Prosper is serving at least 49 years in prison after shooting dead his mother, sister and brother in September. People going away over Easter are being reminded they can no longer bring many deep